The habit of chewing gum was introduced into Japan from the United States. It has spread all over the country since the Second World War, and especially its use has won over the hearts of many young people. But still, chewing gum is not nearly as popular in Japan as it is in the United States. These days, the makers are selling a larger variety of flavors in order to improve sales. But I do not believe chewing gum will catch on as much in Japan as in the United States, in spite of their efforts. One of the reasons Americans, young and old, often chew gum is, I guess, due to the country's climate. Generally speaking, the climate of the United States is drier than that of Japan. They are apt to be thirsty in such dry air, so they feel inclined to make their mouths moist by chewing gum. On the contrary, Japanese people, feeling that their mouths are damp all the time from the high humidity, may not be tempted to chew gum. I will give another reason from an aesthetic point of view. When Japanese chew gum, the movements around their mouths look less graceful and attractive than those of Americans. In general, Americans' mouths look a little hollow just below their noses. This structure of their mouths makes chewing gum less noticeable. On the contrary, Japanese mouths are usually sticking out below the comparatively flat noses. Therefore, when we chew gum, the movements of our mouths are conspicuous, as much as to say, "I am eating something." Very likely, Japanese young people, who are very conscious of their looks, are gradually coming to notice this fact. Personally, I welcome this growing tendency of not chewing gum because the sugar contained in chewing gum is one of the causes of tooth decay.